right there alive. Resurrection power and glory. Ooh, resurrection fire. Head and hair white as wool. White as snow. Body shining with fire and glory. Just feel him come alive right there. Oh. Oh. It is time. You're not children anymore. Even though you may be children in malice, you're supposed to be. You're not children in understanding anymore. And it's time for you to understand the order and the workings of God and understand a little of what's happening to you. Now, you may not want to accept it, but if you will simply accept it in faith, it'll save you a lot of trouble. It'll save you a lot of heartache if you'll just accept it. God's order is that the Holy Ghost must claim you. Even before you are saved, no man can come unto me, Jesus said, except the Spirit drawing. So you must be claimed. And he doesn't just particularly reach and get you and claim you by himself. You see that hand? Once that hand hits you, you belong to God. Now listen to me. And every time I put that hand on you, whether it's on a child or whatnot, the Holy Ghost hits that child. And he claims him. Because he has chosen. Not my plan. God, every time I think of this, it makes me fear and tremble. But he has chosen the fleshly hands of his people to represent him in earth. And he chooses who he will. He doesn't choose according to my will nor your will. You understand this? And then you become, before the Lord, my responsibility. And I, in simple act of obedience, every time I feel you becoming my responsibility, I deliver you back up to Jesus and declare it hath been finished. Then it becomes his responsibility to move through me and through the other people to complete your life. Do you understand this? I hope you don't. So you can accept it by faith. Now, unto one is brought forth grace and power unto victory. Unto some will be brought forth judgment unto destruction. Now, I mean this. You don't think I do, then maybe you ought to be the first one to go down in fiery destruction as an example to the others. Oh. Save yourself a whole lot of trouble if you'll just say, Lord, oh, by faith I accept it, even though I don't understand it. Oh. Now, it is chosen of the Lord, this is the plan of the Lord. I shall not be able to rejoice in a ministry except through you. Oh. No, sir. The order of God is not for a one-man ministry. Even though they have power and dominion and they could enter into it in disobedience to the law. But if I entered into a one-man ministry and instead of carrying you into your ministry, then I would be in disobedience to God. Do you understand this? So I must, through the workings of Jesus Christ, I must deliver you or impart unto you, if that's the word. But I must deliver you into your ministry through the revelations of Jesus Christ and the blood and the body of the Lord. I must do this. Because I cannot have a one-man ministry. It is forbidden unless I disobey the Lord. Do you understand this? If I went out and started a one-man ministry, which I could well be capable of doing without, you know, being in disobedience to the Lord, then the ministry would go in fire and in power. But every time I operated that fire and power, it would destroy me a little more and a little more and a little more. And you need to listen too. Because as you enter into your ministry, this is where you will come. Mm-hmm. In this way, God keeps his ministries. Let me use a long word. Propagating themselves. Multiplying themselves. Once you get a ministry, he says, now, that belongs to me. You will deliver it back up to me. Then you will use that ministry to produce my children. Whatever it is. That's his plan. And if vainglory pushes you out into a ministry, trying to be a great big minister, every time you operate it, it'll destroy you. Whoa. You see, operating in independent ministries is the order of Satan. This is the way he works in the religious world. But operating in a ministry to impart and bring in others is God's order. Ooh. Now, I'll carry it just a little bit farther. Got you shocked this much, I might as well carry it this far. God has spoken, and he's confirmed it time after time. He said, whithersoever thou set thy foot. In what nation? He said, when your foot touches that ground, fulfilling my covenant through Abraham, that when your foot touches that ground, he said, I speak to you, that belongs to you. And now he could speak that and me never accept it, and that nation will never come in. But when he speaks that, I says, Lord Jesus, it hath been done. Now, in the early part of my ministry, I tried to go into different places, different cities, different nations. And it comes down to wherever city you sit in, you claim it. But in the early part of my ministry, and I suffered something terrible. People told me just plainly, said, I give unto you this city. And not knowing, in ignorance, not knowing that I must accept it, I'd begin to move to try to possess it. And striving would set up. Finally, after much suffering in my own way, he said, my covenants, when I speak to you something, said, you don't just start taking them for granted and start operating on them. Said, that's not the way it's done. Said, you must accept them by faith first, and then I do the work. Oh. Do you understand this? You really do. You may not want to admit it, but you really do. You know, there's a pride in most of us. Well, now, I'll submit to God, but I just won't submit to man. You kidding yourself. You kidding yourself. You can't move in the order of God unless you submit to God through a man. You kidding yourself. The only way you can move into any kind of order unless you submit to God's chosen is the order of Satan. And as long as you let Satan look at it, make you look at it this way, well, I don't belong to Brother Pruitt. As long as you let that voice work in you, you are in the hands of Satan right then. But once you begin to say, Lord Jesus, I accept that I belong to you through the working of your chosen ministry, whether it be Brother Pruitt, or whether it be this little child, then you're safe in the order of God. Ooh. You see, through Jesus Christ, our Father God hath chosen to deliver back to the world, to his people, the thing that was lost in the fall of Adam. He has delivered children through Jesus Christ, the second Adam, to deliver back through Christ in you the dominion given to Adam. What was the dominion to Adam? Every beast of the field, everything in the world, every fowl of air is yours. Oh. But what did Adam do? He, with all that dominion, and a fierce creature. He was a fierce creature. He wasn't just a little old naked something running around there. He's a fierce creature. You read it. He began to, through the power of God, he began to bring every creature before him. And the Spirit of God moving through him began to name them and set them in order. But with all that fierceness, one little whispering voice of Satan. Yeah, I hear it continually, and you hear it continually. You hear it continually. One little whispering voice of Satan called the spirit of compromise made him compromise with the world around about him and tried to possess it in his own way. While the serpent, or the old false priest of the judge creation before Adam, had come up to the Garden of Eden, God's headquarters in earth. All right? Okay, not all right then, but that's the way it was. He had come up there, the serpent, in the body of an old priest, a beautiful thing. And he didn't jump on Adam, because he was scared to death of him. But he began to try to compromise, and he did, with Eve. He said, "Hath God said that you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil?" He said, "Why, look at you. You're naked. And look how pretty I am." And Adam was sitting there listening to it. Now, you read your scripture. He is standing there, the fierce creature of dominion, listening to that lie of Satan. Could have blown on him just and destroyed him. But he said in his heart, the first thing that hit Adam was that old thing, "Well, you know, I'll listen. Maybe this fellow's got something good to say." Fear to compromise. But he didn't have anything good to say. He began to accuse God. He said, "The reason God wants you running around here naked or falling a goat. The reason he wants you running around here naked is he don't really want you to be like him." Oh, yes, he did. And the reason he commanded you not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil there is he just wants to rob you of his blessing. He doesn't want you to have a real good ministry. He wants to rob you of it. He wants to hold all the things to himself and rob you is what he's trying to do. That was the accusation that come against God. And Adam stood there listening to Eve, and he said, "You know, he might have something in that. I think I'll listen to his story and see if there's anything to it." And the more he listened, the more built in him a pride of having things apart from God's order. Satan built in him that pride, the very thing that caused Satan's fall. Listening to the conversation going on with his wife. So his wife disobeyed. Got the tree. But that didn't have to stop there. It was not her fault, even though she got the tree, the fruit first. Had he exercised his dominion then, instead of yielding, see, he had already planted in him. You read it. He had already planted in that thing. It might be good to be beautiful like that thing standing there. And he ate too. And once the spirit of compromise came, he's cursed. So one of the covenants of God's law is you cannot make a league or a contract with my enemy Satan and still live in my blessings. Now he says the same thing to you. When you get a ministry, and as you move into these things, you cannot begin to pattern it after the order of Satan in the world. Once you do, you're gone. You must follow my order. He said, exactly. Said, "Well, what if I make a mistake?" If you follow in obedience to him and you make a mistake, he said, "I double and triple my blessings through your mistakes." But all I want you to do is have obedience in your heart to my order. And every time you make a mistake, don't try to defend yourself in it. Listen to me now. Don't try to defend yourself. When you make a mistake, he said, under grace, all you have to do is just say, Lord, I deliver myself up to you, and I made a mistake. And he said, I'll take your mistake, I'll cleanse it, I'll teach you a lesson through it, and you can keep moving. But now he said, if you make a mistake, or you do a wrong, or you fall, and you turn around and go to trying to tell me why you did it, trying to justify yourself, and you go to turning around and telling me that I'm going to have to serve with your way and your mistakes, he said, you're going to go. Lord Jesus, through your blood, I deliver myself right back up to you, Lord. Ooh. Now, let's go one step farther. Now he said, I'll give you a covenant. I'll give you an agreement. Now I want you to listen this closely. I will give you an agreement through Jesus Christ, every one of you, that there is no condemnation if you'll do it my way. If you'll deliver me back, yourself back up through the Spirit of life, you're free of condemnation. He said, if you catch yourself walking after the flesh or in a mistake, he said, I want you to remember this, that before you were ever saved, I made that covenant to you. He said, while you were yet dead in your sin, I quickened you and made you alive unto Jesus. He said, you did not save yourself, neither did you come to me of your own free will. But he said, you being dead in your sin, he said, somehow or another, I reached out and got you. And you said, you still being dead in your sin, not worthy of anything, he said, I drew you. Said, some of you come kicking and screaming and fighting, but said, I drew you under the body of my Son, Jesus Christ. And then while you were yet dead in your sin, still in rebellion to me, I brought upon you the power of the Holy Ghost. I baptized you and I saved you. He said, I give you my covenant of grace, even before. I'll go even one step farther than that. He said, I'll tell you this. Even before, and when you came forth from your mother's womb, and during your childhood, he said, I let you feel my presence. How many of you know I'm telling the truth? All during your childhood. Said, when you didn't even know what is happening. Said, you'd be walking along or going somewhere, and ooh, you'd feel something move all over you. So now he says, if I, when you were yet dead in your sins, provided and quickened you in salvation with Jesus Christ, shall I not when you deliver yourself back up to me with all the mistakes that Satan has rebuilt in you, shall I not do it all over again in a repentant heart? He shall. He has. And he provided a throne of grace, not a throne of condemnation, that you can come to full and receive help in time of need. Said, if you give things a lashing you, beating you, giving you trouble, said, quit fighting. Don't stand there before me and justify yourself and say, Lord, I did this, called this, and I did this, called that, and I don't like this person, I don't like that. Said, don't stand there and do that. Said, my faith, get on up to the throne of grace. Come there and say, Lord, I don't know what it is, but whatever, here I am. Ooh, sin, Satan, and all. Ooh. Ooh. Instead of dragging around in your life that old condemnation that's given to you by Satan, and that old inferior feeling given to you by Satan, that you're a nobody and you can never do nothing, and you can never do it right, recognize what you are. You're a grace creature through Jesus Christ. And when you find yourself failing and never doing nothing right, it's a pretty good sign that you're trying to do it except through grace. Back to business is a sure sign, because grace never faileth. Do you understand? It's a pretty good sign you've made a league with Satan and you're trying to live your own life. And you're telling God, I am this and I am not that, and I am this and I am not that. You're trying to pick out good and evil for yourself, and you don't even know good and evil. If you knew good and evil, you would be God, and he would be in your place. You don't know good and evil. A lot of things you used to think were evil, you found out they were good. And a lot of things you used to think was good, you found out they're evil. Because I've been pouncing on many of you. You come offering me all those old good things, haven't I, Brother Josh? And I pounce on you without respect to persons. Because I don't want any good nor evil thing of Satan. Oh! None of your old religious ways. None of your old ways that you figured out that were good, I do not want to hear them. When you come bringing them to me in this stage of grace, I will not listen to them. And some of you understand, say, I went up there, I was going to tell Brother Bruce I'm good, and he just pounced all over me. Just like Brother Josh, and I might as well use him for an example, because he's just about the example of the chiefest of religious sinners. Maybe second only, or maybe not, with Pelham Groves. But immediately when the Lord began to use, began to move us into this new creation, the body and the blood of the Lord. Brother Josh, come in, was receiving the blessing of the Lord, and with a desire in his heart to help. Oh, yes, a desire to help. Disregarding the fact that already announced that God did not need any of his help. But with a desire in his heart, he decided to help me and remind me about the Lord's Supper, the blood and the body of the Lord. And he didn't come to demand of me, because he had already knew better than that. He demanded in the early days, Brother Jones, and that demanding really got him in trouble. But he came with that, said, when are we going to eat the Lord's Supper? And I pounced on him.
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. Don't defile the covenant of the blood, and don't even talk about it till the Lord gets ready to deliver it. Don't try to get in and don't even call it the Lord's Supper. Don't even use that religious name to me. Because this is going to go in the order of God. It's not going to go in the order of Satan. Time and time again, some things you thought were good, I pounced on you in obedience to the Lord. I had to. Either that, or then you and I both would have been overcome by Satan. You because you had yielded to him. Me because I disobeyed and didn't pounce on you. Ooh. Now, through all this pouncing, there leaves in some of you something in there that Satan uses that keeps you from moving in the Spirit of God the way you're supposed to. And I'm going to reveal it to you right now, and I want you to get rid of it through the blood. It's a little old bitty whispering of resentment towards me because I jumped on you. And he does it this way. He says, why, he treated that one over there in worse shape than I was, gentler than me. And here I was trying to be good, and he just jumped all over me. And you go around bearing that little resentment in your heart. Satan laying up judgment for you later on. Oh. Oh. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I deliver myself up right to the throne of grace and receive by faith cleansing of your blood of this resentment. And I say, it hath been done. Now listen to me. You had better listen to this. Because you and your wife came dragging into that service down in Monterey, and I pounced on you, rebuked you. And from that time, you and your wife have borne the resentment of Satan against me. Against me. And that will destroy you. Both of you. Do you understand? God reserves the right to pounce on me in terrible rebukings. And he commands me to pounce on you the same way. He says, if you do not do all that's within your power of saving and delivering my people, he said, then you have lied to me. He said, you don't love them. Because you told me, he said, one time, you said to me, Father, Lord Jesus, said, you said, my people are your people. Your people are my people. And said, whom I love, I chasten. You better listen, too. You had better listen, Don, and you better listen at it good. Don, are you listening to me? You better listen at it good. Because you bear around in your heart resentment towards everyone you see and resentment towards me. And you better listen to it now. And you better get cleansed of this thing before it leads you to destruction. Yes, Lord? Lift your hand right now to him. Lord Jesus, I accept it. Cleansing by your blood. Now feel it come on. For the blessing, Lord. Whoa. Whoa. Now, let me explain to you something. Don had been sitting right there, not understanding why he couldn't get a blessing. Everybody else could. I couldn't touch him until I faced him with this. But oh, it's moving in him now. Oh, he's ready. Oh, let's all go with him. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you're right there alive before me, in hair, white as wool, and white as snow. Feel him come alive. Oh. Oh. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept that in that fire, in your body, hath been placed my old nature and Satan, and hath been destroyed. Now just feel it. Oh, catch him. Form with fire and glory, all my old nature and all the working of Satan hath been placed upon the fire of your body and hath been destroyed. Resurrection, fire and glory. Here and there, white as wool, white as snow, and a body of fire and glory. Feel him come alive. Whoa. I accept that all my old nature and all working of Satan hath been placed upon that body of fire and hath been destroyed. Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept him. You're right there alive. Resurrection, fire and glory. Head and hair, white as wool. White as snow. Body like fire. And the sun. I feel him come alive right here. I accept him. Lord Jesus. That all of my own nature and all working of Satan hath been placed upon your body and hath been destroyed. I feel the Holy Ghost. Whoa. Come on here, brother. Yes, Lord. You've been sitting up there wanting 4 or 5 days. And the Lord told me to leave you alone and let you just weep a while because he wanted to perfect something in you. Yes, Lord. Oh. Oh. Lord Jesus. I accept it. You're alive in fire and glory. Right there before me. And I accept all my old nature, all working of Satan has been placed upon your body of fire and has been destroyed. Lord Jesus, I accept you're right there alive in resurrection. Heaven hath white as wool, white as snow, body filled with fine glory of heaven. Oh, feel him come alive. And I accept that all my old nature, all working of Satan, and all rebellion has been placed upon that body of heavenly fire and glory and has been destroyed. And all the working of Satan hath been placed upon your body and has been destroyed. Body of fine glory right there before me. All my old nature, all working of Satan, and all my religious ways has been placed upon your body and has been destroyed by fire. Resurrection body of fine glory. Feel him come alive now. I accept all my own nature, all working of Satan, and all wanting to have my own way has been placed upon that fire and has been
destroyed. Covenant of the blood. Hakabaha Shika. The most powerful force in the universe, the blood of Jesus Christ. Identify anything with the blood by faith, and it brings the power of the heavens down on you. Lord Jesus. Accept. You're right there alive in resurrection, fire, and glory. And my old nature and all working of Satan and all fear has been placed upon that body of fire and glory and has been destroyed. Accept right there the love and the fire of God burning in you, Lord Jesus. Hear now what it was, what is known, fire and glory, all of my old nature, all the working of Satan, all grumbling in my heart has been placed upon your body and has been destroyed. I accept. You're right there alive. Shining with the fire of my Father. And your fire of the heaven. And shining with the glory of the heaven. And on you has been placed all of my old ways. All working of Satan. And has been destroyed. Happening to you when that fire and that blood of God hits you, doesn't it, Brother Pete? Things you've been trying to get rid of all your life, fighting with them all at once, they disappear in the lake of fire. Lord Jesus, I accept them. You're right there before me in fire and glory. All my old nature, all working of Satan, and all fear and condemnation has been placed on your body and has been destroyed. Body, a fire and glory, the fire and glory of the heavens, and the loving glory of the heavens, of you and the Father, has been placed upon him, my nature, and all the working of Satan, and has been destroyed. Oh, oh,
Lord Jesus, I accept him. Right there before you. Right there before me. Is all the love of God. And all of your love. All the love of the heaven. Put in your body a fine glory. And I, in faith, declare that upon that body of fire has been placed all my old nature, all working of Satan, and all the bondage of diseases, and hath been destroyed. Up there, son. Oh. 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 Mm, she thought, yeah, just put her right back there. Lord Jesus. I accept. You're right there alive. In fine glory. By the love of you and my Father. And I accept that upon you has been placed all my old nature and all the working of Satan and has been destroyed. Jesus, I accept you right there alive. Resurrection, fire, and glory. I just feel him come alive right there. Ooh. I accept that upon your body has been placed all my old nature and all the working of Satan and has been destroyed. Turn around and look at him. He looks like a different person, doesn't he? Yes, Lord. Oh, reach over and lay hand on him, everybody. Oh. Reach over and lay hand on him. Let that love go out there. Oh. 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 Lord Jesus, I accept that your heavenly body. A fine glory. Resurrection. Right there before me. And all my old nature. And all the working of Satan. All of my waverings. Has been placed upon that body. And has been destroyed. Accept him. Right there before you. Resurrection, fire, and glory. Of the heavenlies. Of you. And my Father. And your love for me. That upon that body has been placed. All my workings of the old nature. All workings of Satan. And all workings of disobedience. And all my diseases. And my lameness. And has been destroyed in that fire. There upon your butt. Resurrection, fire, and glory has been placed.
all my old nature, all the working of Satan, and has been destroyed. Right there, up on your resurrection body, a fine glory of all the love of the heavens, love of my Father, and your love has been placed on that body of fire, all working to my old nature, and all working of Satan, and has been destroyed. Lord Jesus, your resurrected body, shining with glory, shining with fire. That is the love of my Father for me, and that your love for me represents all your sufferings in love for me. Upon that body has been placed all the working of my own nature and all the working of Satan, and hath been destroyed in your fire of love. Ho! 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 Now you're talking about magic. You're talking about magic. You see, in that body of the resurrected Jesus is all the love of all of his sufferings. And all the love of the Father God suffering with it. And all the love of the crimes and suffering to the Father God for centuries. And that love has gathered up in there in the form of fire. Fire to your enemies and love and glory to you. It has always been so. The judgment of God was against his enemies and against the enemies of his people. But the glory was reserved for his people. Oh, Lord Jesus, your resurrected body, a fine glory, filled with the love of you and my Father, a fine glory, my own nature, all working of Satan, has been placed upon that body of fire and has been destroyed. Was it not written, saith the Lord, that in that day I would leave my children a lake of fire, and yea, they would come, and they would see the testimony of what happens to my enemies, and they would take their enemies and throw them in that fire, and yea, they would be filled with my glory, saith the Lord. Yes, Lord, do you one twice more. Ooh. 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 Oh, the love of God. The love of God. In his finished work. In his Son. That he chose many years ago not only to suffer to the fullest for us, for those back there,
But he chose to go one more step, the seventh suffering, and give his body that had already been burned to nothing but a skin. Oh, yes. To give his body, the outer covering of his body out in the outer court, to be burned by all the fires of judgment, hell and heaven down through the ages. And there in the outer court, he disappeared and was left nothing but a body of fire and glory. And love. Nothing left but a body of fine glory. He became like the Father. Then took his place right inside of the Father. Because everything was gone. Except the fire and the love and the glory of the Father. Nothing left to happen to him except him to move into the Father. That day you shall know that I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. You didn't know that, did you? It is the law of God that must be fulfilled. Ooh. That the parents must pay even to the third generation for the things they teach their children. Did you know this law was in there? It's in there. He said, your children, you must pay for it. So he paid for it. And then there's another law of God that said even to the ends of the earth, wherever your acts of disobedience or your teaching the words of disobedience reach, when it reaches the ears of a person, you will pay for that sin that you imparted to them. So Jesus, knowing that none of us in this age would be free because of our being in rebellion and bringing up our children under the heel of Satan, he chose, said, Father, I'll deliver them down in the end of that age. I'll make that last step of suffering. And I'll let even my skin disappear. You notice when Stephen saw him...